You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trenaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 114. Take time for you. In today's episode, I'm going to talk to you about the importance of taking time out for yourself. This is especially true for women, especially those who are raising children and taking care of a household. As a woman, you could be taking care of more than one household. Women are usually the caregivers for the elderly and for someone in the family who is ill. But men are also taking on the roles as caregivers and stay-at-home dads in our modern-day society. So I'm not leaving them out of this example. Our world is changing rapidly, and it's more important than ever that we start realizing the importance of taking some time for ourselves. I hear people say all the time that they are too busy to meditate, and that to me sounds absolutely crazy. Because if you don't start taking the time to meditate for at least 5 to 10 minutes a day, then you really don't want change in your life. Because change can only come through a vibrational shift in your consciousness, and that is gained through a shift in your mental focus. This can easily be obtained through daily meditation. Now, if I told you that you can become rich if you sit for 5 to 10 minutes a day focusing on some idea, then you will make time for that. You will make time for that because you are materially focused and money is important to you. That's why every podcast that wants to get huge numbers of people listening to it talk about becoming a millionaire. That's all they have to say to get you listening. What you don't understand is that you accomplish a true state of wealth by meditating every day, by shifting your vibration to higher levels of consciousness. You can create all that you desire. Money can be created on a low vibration. And when you create it in this way, you will deal with other manifestations on that level. This is what you're witnessing when people of low vibrations obtain money. It only increases their vices. Now they have more money to purchase more drugs and other harmful things. That's why you hear so much about people overdosing who have lots of money but are still on low vibrations. When you create, you want to be seeking balance. Mentally, spiritually, and physically, not just seeking money, but this is what we've been conditioned to believe is most important. Your health is truly your greatest form of wealth, but most people don't get that message until they get sick. And some of them are very wealthy, but money cannot be the most important thing to you. Everything has its place. And if you aren't happy on the inside, then when you create your money, you'll be asking for many other problems down the line. Money is only energy, and the way you create it can make you a slave to it. This is why you have to be careful. Just having money does not automatically make you free. You can create greater bondage for yourself. This is why you need to start meditating so that your future manifestations will bring you greater joy, peace, freedom, love, good health, and abundance in all its forms. You need to become more conscious about what you're focusing your attention on. If you'll take time out for something that you believe will give you millions of dollars, then take time out for daily meditation, because that's truly more important. You can create all that you desire, but with balance, and your creations will bless your life instead of cursing it. Some people will tell you that their money has been a curse. And you hear that a lot from people that hit the lottery. But the main reason for that is because of the vibration that it was manifested through. Money of itself is not evil. It's just that people with low vibrations do low things with it. And that's why it appears to be evil. It's an extension of where it came from. Everything that I talk about is to direct you to self-improvement, self-empowerment. You can't be so busy doing something else or building someone else's dream that you forget about yourself. You must take time for yourself to cultivate your dreams and your goals. As a homeschool mom for 23 years, I was constantly encouraged when the children and I read the autobiographies of ex-slaves. They gave me the strength to endure the heavy burden of raising my three children as well as educating them, because that was only part of what I was doing. I had to make an income, so I was running my own business, going to school full-time, and working part-time on the weekends, all while homeschooling. This went on for years. I don't even know how I did it. I just know that I had divine help. But whenever the children were studying American history, I was fueled by the stories of triumph from the ex-slaves. The stories that really struck me the most were the ones that spoke about the slaves that had to work all day from sunup to sundown and many times beyond that point. But in the middle of the night, they took the time to study. This is when they would weave their blankets for themselves or bake crackers or any number of things that helped them to better their lives or to buy the freedom of their children or themselves. Can you imagine that? No, we can't, because today we're too far removed from these unbelievable conditions. But what's inspiring is that they wanted something bad enough that they were willing to give up the few hours of sleep that they had to better their condition. See, the one thing that these slaves knew was that they couldn't help themselves, let alone their children, if they allowed things to stay as they were. They needed to learn how to read and write in order to increase their chances of success if they planned to escape slavery. Just think about this. If you want to get free from a job that you hate, then you need to work on other skills. You have to take the time to learn something new. You must take time for study. You may not have the time to go back to school, but there are always ways that you can learn new skills that will help you break free from that condition. You just have to make time for it. You have to want it bad enough. These slaves were always the minority, the ones that did what it took to better their own lives. The majority was content with crumbs, and they just took whatever the slave master gave them. Their lives were not to be envied. But the slaves that ventured to be free, they wanted to be free of many things, including ignorance and the limiting conditions that they were born into. These slaves knew that if they were cold, they had to use the skills that they were using for the slave master to benefit themselves. They had to weave their own blankets. And in many cases, if the slave master found out, they could have been severely chastised, if not killed. The slave master wanted to keep them so busy that they wouldn't have time to do anything for themselves. Now, does that sound familiar? They risked their lives to accomplish these things. Now, back then, self-improvement was a matter of life and death. But today, it's just a matter of putting yourself first. You don't have to put your life on the line to work at creating a better life for yourself. You just have to make time for the things that really matter. It's always going to be a minority that is working towards self-improvement because it takes extra effort. Most people are content with complaining, but never doing anything to change their condition. You cannot become free if you don't work at it, but you must go about it in the right way, or you will create another form of slavery for yourself. Just working to get money is not the answer. Working on your vibration is. My point is, if you don't take time for your spiritual growth to develop your consciousness, then how will you ever raise your vibration? Invest in yourself and take time for daily meditation. This will help you create a better future. This is the easiest way to allow the flow of the universe into your life. You must shift your vibration to higher levels through a daily practice of meditation. You can't keep doing what you're doing, or you will just keep getting what you have. It's that simple. You must learn to value the things that really matter. Value yourself. Value your health. Value your family. These are the greatest jewels and the greatest forms of wealth that you will ever know. Your life is priceless, and so are your dreams. So make time to nurture them into being. Thank you again for taking the time to listen. I appreciate you more than you will ever, ever know. May these words bless your life and help you to create the life of your dreams. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe in it, believe in it.